This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 7:16. You're listening to The Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. Next up, the government has announced that the tax holiday for vehicles will be ending on the 20th of June as originally planned. We discuss what this means for the automotive industry.
Yes. So as we're saying, they introduced the SST exemption on passenger vehicles from June 15, 2020, actually. And that was aimed to help the automotive sector that had been affected by the pandemic. And now it's ending. So I think we just wanted to look at kind of the impact of this, but also, well, the impact it has had on the industry and what the removal of it or the removal of the removal is going to do.
Particularly in the wake of the fact that many parties are calling for it to be extended as well, right? So let us know, did you buy a car thanks to the tax exemption? You can call 77732900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Joining us now is Anthony Lim, senior editor of paultan.org. Anthony, thanks for joining us today. So the the government has announced that the SMT exemption will be ending on June 30th. What did you make of this announcement as well as its timing?
It wasn't a surprise that the government made the announcement. It was expected, I think, that they would have had to end SST exemption at some point. A lot of people were waiting for it to be extended until, you know, the year end. But I think that the earnings, the potential, you know, earnings that are in it for the government was a bit too big for it to ignore. But having said that, the concession that the government has made to allow registrations to continue until March 31st for cars booked by June 30th is a good move. The timing could have been a bit better. I think that maybe the announcement could have been made a bit earlier, but it really doesn't matter now because of the fact that you have that concession or the allowance to register your cars until next year.
And was the SST exemption successful overall?
I believe it was. The fact that you have 868,000, you know, buyers having benefited from SST exemption since the scheme began in 2020 makes it, you know, a successful outing. Under those type of conditions, the type of conditions that there were there, it was, I suppose, a necessary move. To do that at that point, would it be classified as successful? I think it is.
So this tax holiday was introduced in 2020 and the aim was to help the automotive industry face challenges that came along with the pandemic. Could you talk to us about the state that the industry was in during this time?
Well, I think that the pandemic changed a lot of things for everyone. I mean, economically, socially. But obviously, for the auto industry, it was impacted quite badly because of the fact that you couldn't sell cars, at least in during the lockdowns. You couldn't register cars. People couldn't go out and buy cars. You couldn't produce cars. So it was one of those things that changed everything for everyone very suddenly. And I think a lot of companies, a lot of people were just looking and waiting to see what would happen. As it turned out, well, it was a little bit challenging for some people, very challenging for others. It really depends on where you come from. But yeah, it was a pretty bad time for the auto industry, at least in 2020 and for the larger part of 2021.
So now that the economy has actually reopened, what has it been like in the industry? Are operations back to how they used to be?
I think, there's two sides to that particular question. The economy has reopened and obviously people are out and about and they are spending and they are also buying cars. So that's a positive sign. The other problem with that is that because people are buying cars and there's not enough cars in the market because of, you know, chip shortages, component shortages, production issues brought about by the pandemic and also strife. Operations back to how they used to be? In some ways, yes, because at least you can say that they are selling cars. Are they delivering cars? Maybe not as much as they want to.
Let's look at costs then. Industry players have said that this will cause prices of new vehicles to increase by about 5 to 10%. And that's amidst rising costs and supply chain disruptions. Could you expand on this and how much of an impact this has on industry sales?
It's inevitable that cost will go up because it's not just with cars. Inflation is on the rise. And because of that, you're also going to have a thing where, you know, supply of goods will increase, production costs will increase. And so at some point, and even now, car prices will start to climb. Is it, you know, a bad thing? I suppose people will have to get used to it because you're having to pay more for everything now. That's a challenge, not just for cars. I think for you know, any economic sphere, actually.
So some economists are also saying that there might be an increase in sales in the next, say, couple of weeks, but that it will return to normal after and that there are no long-term implications for the sector. What is your response to this?
Well, I believe Jeffrey is right in the sense that it is going to be mayhem for the next 10 days or you know, the countdown to June 30th. Already, I think car showrooms are getting an influx of people coming in and making bookings because you can make a booking and that's all there is. You don't really, you know, have to do anything except make a booking by June 30th to enjoy the SXT exemption and if you can get the car registered by March 31st. So, yeah, there's going to be a swell in terms of numbers. Whether or not these bookings actually translate to sales is another thing because, you, like I said, you can make the bookings. But whether or not it really comes down to the car being sold is another thing altogether because you might not be able to get a loan. You might decide to, I think, cancel it. I doubt it because if people really want to buy a car, they will want to take advantage of that tax break. But yeah, there will be a surge. And obviously from July onwards, there will be a bit of a slump. But it sort of works out in the end because you have already the order books, the banks will be, you know, will be swelling, will be up. And so for the year, we should be able to meet, I think, our target, our TIV. The challenges will come next year, moving on, once everything is, you know, a little bit more challenging in terms of cost, I think. Everybody's waiting to see how much car prices will go up. That's the biggest challenge for next year.
So what are you expecting to see then in terms of price increases for cars over the next couple of years?
Well, I suppose like it really depends from model to model and brand to brand, but at least, you know, anything from 5 to 10%, I would hazard a guess as to whether or not, you know, I think car companies will try to basically keep the costs as low as possible. Or if not, what they will do is that they will try to put in more things to sort of like justify that there is an increase in the cost. It remains to be seen because I think it is a bit of an unknown ground for people in terms of how much are they willing to spend and for car companies to also gauge how much, you know, response there is to a vehicle, say, if the price goes up. They can't overprice something because then people will not buy that and buy something cheaper. But I think in the end, car sales will continue. People will continue to buy cars. That's always been the case. Whether or not they say they may have had an eye on something costing, say, $120,000, and that now may be something in the region of $140,000. What will happen is that if they can't afford that, then they might have to look at alternatives within that price range that they are comfortable in.
Anthony, anything you'd like to leave us with?
Well, I think we've sort of enjoyed this two years of tax breaks. There's still 264,000 orders still outstanding. So that's going to be an interesting challenge to see whether they will be able to deliver all the cars on time. And especially so with the fact that there are more orders coming in the next, you know, week or so. But yeah, it's been good for the economy in the sense that, you know, 4.8 billion, you know, has been saved by the rakyat in terms of SST exemption. So yeah, it's been all right for people, not so much for the government. But yeah, we'll have to see what happens next year. There's going to be more challenges, different challenges, but the SST exemption has done quite well for Malaysia.
Anthony, thanks for speaking with us. That was Anthony Lim, senior editor of paultan.org, weighing in on the impending end of the SST exemption. It's coming to an end on the 20th of June. So we've also been asking you, did you make use of this? Did you buy a car during the exemption period? You can WhatsApp us 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.